So this question is about Vladimir Putin, the premier of the president of Russia today. And the question is, what is his philosophical underpinning? Where does he sit on the dim chart? And would Ayn Rand have expected someone of his nature rising to power in post-Soviet Russia? Let me take the last one first because it's easiest. Yeah, I would expect that Ayn Rand would have expected somebody like him. I mean, Ayn Rand had a definite view of Russian culture. And very negative view of Russian culture. And that is a culture of mysticism, a culture of obedience, a culture of unthinking, and a culture therefore suited for totalitarianism or suited for a strong man. So I think she would have predicted that communism would self-destruct, it would just disappear. She knew it was untenable, it could not survive. But I think she would have expected, and again, I hate to talk for her because she's always was so much more brilliant, and always said things you wouldn't expect. But I would expect that you would have said, look, but given that culture, given how fundamentally mystical it is, even the experience with communism would not deter them from seeking out a strong man. It would just be a strong man who was somewhat different than communism, which Putin is. He's a nationalist, power-lusting strong man who's pragmatic in the way he uses his tools. He's much more like a fascist than he is a communist. And I think Ayn Rand would have predicted that that would be the outcome of post-Soviet. Now, where does he sit on the dim chart? That is a Linda Peikoff question. I'm not sure. I don't know enough, I guess, about Putin and about his policies. He's not quite an M2, but he's clearly moving or creating the possibility of Russia to moving towards some kind of M2. I don't know. Let me step back and say, I don't know where he would be on the dim chart. What is the philosophy undermining him? I think he's a power luster. I think he is, in a sense, a fascist, in a sense that he wants the government to control industry, not to own it. Russia's privatized a lot of its industries, but it's nominal privatization. They privatize and then they control them. They control them for political gains. They control them for money. They control them for crony reasons, and they control for nationalist reasons. I definitely think he's a nationalist. There's something about Russia that is holy, that is sacred. I think if he thought he could get away with it, I wouldn't be surprised if he tried to reestablish the empire, the Soviet Union, by using the military to take over some of his neighbors. I think that would be his long-term ambition. I just don't think Russia's strong enough to do something like that. So I think he's a nationalist, you know, a nationalist, a kind of a fascist, you know, and is only accommodating to some free markets for pragmatic reasons because they generate wealth if he leaves them free in some areas and tries to control as much of what he calls the important industries like oil and gas and others as he can. So a typical strongman. You've seen these guys all across history, all over the world. You know, he is a form of what Ayn Rand called Attila.
If you want to know more about Ayn Rand's philosophy, I invite you to ask me a question. I can't answer them all, but I do read them all. Just write to leonard@peikoff.com. And if you haven't already done so, start by reading Ayn Rand's two most important novels, The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged. And I might add that it wouldn't hurt you to read my latest book, The Dim Hypothesis.